For several years now, researchers at Middle Tennessee State University have been trying to crack a forensics case that goes back to 1846. That's the year when the Mexican-American War started and when one of the conflict's bloodiest battles was fought in Monterrey in northern Mexico. Seems hard to believe, but thanks in part to the efforts of those researchers in Tennessee, the remains of several U.S. soldiers killed in that battle 170 years ago were returned to the U.S. yesterday. They were received with full military honors at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, just like those from much more recent conflicts. The World's History Guy Chris Wolf is on the story. So who were these men, Chris?
We're talking about the remains of 11 to 13 men. They can't be exactly sure just yet. And they're from an area of the battlefield where we know that troops from Tennessee and Mississippi were fighting along with U.S. regular troops. Now some 35 Tennessee men fell in the battle, and that's why the Tennesseans have gotten interested now. Tennessee's nickname is the Volunteer State, and they sent a lot of guys down to join the Mexican War.
So give us a little historical background here. Why were they fighting in Monterrey?
Well, you know, the U.S. has been involved in some wars of pretty questionable character, but it was part of manifest destiny that American politicians at the time thought they were entitled to define and secure the southern border pretty much anywhere they liked, and that meant going to war with Mexico.
What was this battle like?
Well, you've got to imagine, just a few weeks before, these Tennesseans were on their farms and workshops in central Tennessee when the call came out from the War Department for volunteers. And within a few weeks, they've come down by steamer to Louisiana, across the sea to Brownsville, Texas. And within a few weeks, they're in battle. You imagine Monterrey is a city on a hill, heavily fortified. You know, you've probably had all kinds of stomach upsets. You've had a long, tough march across some pretty arid zones, up through the mountains. And now you're looking up this fortification on top of this dusty hill, and you know, you got a tough fight ahead of you. So they pushed up there and ultimately won in a very long 3-day battle.
And those who didn't make it out, I mean, what do we know about them, these 11 or 13 men? Do they have names?
Well, the names of most of the fallen are known from documentary evidence, but the chances of matching them with the bodies that have been found is very remote, to quote the lead scientist on the project. But you can compare it with what documents we have. I mean, some units recorded descriptions, so you can tell height, eye color, hair color, and some of that can be extrapolated from DNA.
So what happens now, and will they get a burial at Arlington?
Well, ultimately, they will be reinterred with full military honors. Tennessee politicians are arguing that they should be interred at a cemetery that's dedicated to the victims of the Mexican-American War that's in Tennessee. So we'll have to see what happens. But right now, what's going to be happening is the scientists will be taking the opportunity to extract every piece of information they can about what life was like for soldiers and volunteers in the Mexican-American War. Even though they're not confident that they'll be able to identify individuals, they can pull out all kinds of strands of evidence about the overall health of the soldier, what their life was like. I mean, in other remains, in other wars, they've found that soldiers have spinal compaction injuries because they've been carrying heavy loads for so long. The types of wounds they suffer, the treatments they got for those wounds, and, you know, all kinds of other interesting things that can tell you about, you know, a little glimpse of life back in the 1840s.
It is a fascinating but surreal echo of the modern wars we've lived through, Chris. The World's Chris Wolf, our history guy. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.